Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Wednesday. Daniel in Houston, the winner of the U of H tickets. Daniel, congratulations. We'll give away more tickets in the 9 o'clock hour. Be listening at 9 o'clock. We'll carry Nick Caserio's press conference live here on Sports Radio 610. Nick reacting, answering questions about the 53-man roster. Should be interesting. ESPN, Seth, did a poll of over 100 NFL players, 103 different NFL players, on different aspects, different categories for quarterbacks.
I
don't know if I have a favorite one in here. Actually, I do know that I have a favorite one.
I'll tell you what one is my favorite.
Yeah.
Zero of them. Because when I did a command F on this, which I always do, kids, if you don't know, or adults especially, because I didn't know this until way too late in life, if you hit control F on a PC or command F on a, you can search for a word on a page. And I know a lot of you are like, you idiot, you didn't know this? No, I didn't for a long time. But now, whenever I see an article about quarterbacks, I command F Stroud.
Yeah.
And it pops up once on here.
Once.
As a, also receiving votes.
In the area of trash talk.
Yeah. Four votes, though. I like that there are four votes.
Four votes. Yeah.
I don't know, but the thing is, I think that some of those players might have based that on Micah Parsons videos more than actually anything that else that happened in the game. So now, before everybody else gets as up in arms as I did when I initially command-F'd Stroud, it's the categories. It's clear that whoever put together this questionnaire was trying to exclude C.J. Stroud, because the categories are all kind of set up to not be necessarily C.J. Stroud type of categories.
Yeah, they have, the first one is basically who's the GOAT of all time, like who's the greatest of all time, and Tom Brady.
Who's the GOAT now?
Oh, yeah, Brady.
Oh, yeah,
the
GOAT's,
okay. Let's see.
It is GOAT of all time.
Who is the GOAT, and if it's not Mahomes, what does he have to do to get there?
Gotcha.
And Brady gets 85 votes, so that's, so Mahomes still has work to do. The big debate here that I've been seeing lately, Seth, with Mahomes and Brady, classic sports radio stuff. If Mahomes gets the three-peat, does that put him past Tom Brady? That's the big question I've seen kicked around lately.
It's going to be tough. You know what? Because I think Mahomes does some things physically different than Brady was capable of.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Mahomes' arm talent is just through the roof.
Yeah.
And I think Brady, in a lot of ways, Brady is, I guarantee that one day Brady will go the way of Montana. Which it's, because not a single one of these guys said Montana. Nobody in hell was going to say Johnny Unitas. This is the way it goes. But because Tom Brady was so much about his brain and his accuracy, that the highlight reels don't impress people moving on down the line. Mm-hmm. So it'll be because now people would say, well, yeah, but with Joe Montana, it was just Bill Walsh and the West Coast system and Jerry Rice and everything like that. They'll discount a lot of the great things that he did, and it will be 10 years from now, I think Mahomes will be, not that I agree with it, but Mahomes will be the runaway in a lot of these, like, Mahomes versus Brady discussions.
If he keeps winning Super Bowls, yeah.
Right. Well, if he wins one more Super Bowl. I mean, Brady went a decade without winning a Super Bowl for a time.
Right, right. I think the three-peat probably would be a big chip in his favor. Like a three-peat, a three-peat in the era of free agency. And
six is a lot, though, too. That's okay. That'll turn into him being in an argument. It'll be like the Wilt Chamberlain versus Russell argument.
Yeah.
It'll be rings versus stats and all that.
Yeah, you and I are on the same side of this argument, just to be clear. I'm just bringing up what the Mahomes people are bringing up is, if he were to win this year, it would be a three-peat. Nobody's ever done that before. It would be a three-peat where they traded away his best weapon at the beginning of the three. They traded away Tyreek Hill, and they're still winning Super Bowls. And three, he will have won his fourth Super Bowl in year eight, whereas Brady won three, and then, as you pointed out, took another decade to get the fourth one. So they're both great.
The biggest boost for Mahomes, really, was when he lost Tyreek Hill. And then I think last year as well, because if you look at, all right, just stats in the short term and everything, he's got to play a lot longer to be able to be on the same caliber and level of some of the other guys. But When he lost Tyreek Hill, he made the adjustment he had to make, which is he became a more complete quarterback.
Yeah.
And it's addition by subtraction with quarterbacks a lot of times. It's just you lose that guy that's an A-plus weapon, and you have to distribute the ball differently and be more resourceful, and he did all of that.
The current players that voted all think Mahomes is the best in the game right now. I don't think that's a big surprise. I was surprised this one was as close as it was. And again, we're going through ESPN polled 103 players about the quarterback landscape right now. The rookie who's going to be most successful in this year's rookie class, I thought in a runaway, I thought Caleb Williams would win pretty handily. But the current players who voted in this, Williams wins, but it's by 4 votes over Jaden Daniels. It's very close between those two.
Yeah,
I thought there'd be a little bit more daylight between Caleb Williams and Jaden. I like Jaden Daniels a lot. I think there's a real good chance Jaden Daniels wins Rookie of the Year this year.
I think that Jaden Daniels is. I think a lot of people feel like it's the thinking man's vote. You know, Jaden Daniels perhaps. I feel like there's a lot of people that think that Jaden Daniels was slept on because he didn't have the same amount of fanfare, and he had a better season last year too. So if I recent success and the fact that Jaden Daniels, there's a little bit of a Joe Burrow theme to it when. I think a lot of people don't necessarily want to believe what they see in one given season, especially when you've got really good receivers you're throwing to. They question, all right, did this guy actually change all that much, or was he that good? And with Jaden Daniels, I think that he made improvements as a player in his final year. I think a lot of it was based on what LSU was doing with that simulator that they have. It's a simulator that no other college team had last year because LSU was working in conjunction with these German scientists on transferring a VR system from soccer to football. And Jaden really latched into it. And I saw a lot of scouting reports about Jaden Daniels that were almost basing it on everything he had done previous to this last season.
Mm-hmm.
So I think some of his anticipation skills and some of his ball placement were a little bit slept on.
The one that's got the most crowded, closest vote is the most overrated quarterback.
Yeah.
Where Josh Allen wins with 11 votes. But
good
then
for him.
Tua and
he won.
And he's also fourth for best quarterback with his same voting constituency.
Yeah.
Very polarizing.
There's some haters out there.
Very polarizing. Jalen Hurts and Tua Tagovailoa, former teammates at Alabama, tie for second with most overrated. And then Justin Herbert, Trevor Lawrence, Deshaun Watson.
I think with Josh Allen, there's an element to Josh Allen right now where you feel like, okay, he should be further along in how polished he is as a quarterback. There's still a lot of Josh Allen's game that's predicated on just his physical prowess, whether it's running or some of the crazy throws he can make. But you don't get the feel that he's just a methodical machine move down the field with a. And I blame some of that on Ken Dorsey. And I think maybe if Brian Daboll had stuck around the entire time, that Josh Allen might be at a different spot right now. So, and then I think also people are thinking like, all right, how much of it, regardless of what Stephon Diggs' production was in the last third of last season, how much of it really was more Stephon Diggs than Josh Allen?
Yeah.
Truth be told, Tua should have gotten more votes than Josh Allen. Josh can create with his legs.
Yes.
You know, like Tua, I mean, has an embarrassment of riches at the skill positions. And, in a lot of ways, he's a first-read quarterback. But he can't do with his legs what Josh Allen can.
Tua, Trevor Lawrence. I don't even know if Deshaun Watson is overrated anymore. I just think people think he stinks. You know what I mean? Like, that's the thing. Like, being overrated means that there's some people out there that think you're really, really good. I don't know that Deshaun Watson is considered good enough to be overrated anymore. I don't know, he's just been off the grid or bad for the last 3 years.
Right, you know? Right, yeah, overrated, I guess, maybe overpaid.
Yeah.
If in their mind,
sure,
it's like,
overpaid.
All right, he's 100% overrated.
Yeah,
he is the most overpaid player in football right now.
They might be conflating.
He's been bad or absent at his position, and he's the highest paid quarterback still.
Yep.
That contract has not aged well in one single respect for the Browns.
Not at all.
Other than that they didn't make it a 10-year contract.
All right, right. Thank God for them. All right, let's circle back. We'll circle back and touch on the big storylines from Cutdown Day. We're about an hour out from hearing from Nick Caserio about that as well. And speaking of Deshaun, do they have a Flacco 2.0 issue going on in Cleveland right now? They were speculating about this yesterday. They kept four quarterbacks in Cleveland, and the reason why is very interesting. We'll get into touching on the big stories with the Texans and that that story as well. That's all coming up next.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.